I was instructed by the Holy Ghost to get you to help me pray about three or four things before we begin to minister, to get us all in one accord. First thing is that you be flooded with light. Start praying about it. Lift your hand and start. Flooded with light. Light move darkness. I mean, anything. When you flooded with light, Father, thank you for flooding this place with light, that we can see exactly what you want to see and be able to walk and go in exactly where you want us to go. Flood every individual in this auditorium and around the world. Flood them with your light. Thank you for light. The light come on. We'll be able to see the scriptures. See how to do it. Thank you, Lord. We're flooded with light. The second thing is, he said, tell them, pray a few minutes about being filled with fire. So, Father, we thank you that every person in this house will be filled with fire of the Holy Ghost and know exactly what to do. Flooded with light, filled with fire. Each individual. Nothing hinder you from seeing or experiencing what the Holy Ghost wants you to experience. Open up now. The third thing is your faith loosed properly. What you're going to hear, your faith going to have to be loosed properly. To obtain it, ask him to help you with. Go ahead. That I release my faith properly. Say it out. That I release my faith properly. And then, fourthly. And I know you're like this one, but that's what you always say to me. Finances off the hook. I mean, you can't keep up with it. Come on, you can't. Come on, pray about that. My finances, coming off the hook. I can't keep up with it. Wow, good God Almighty. And this last one, this word is not used in the body of Christ, but it's important. It's fortune time in the body of Christ. It's time for the body of Christ to have their fortune. Jesus died for you to have a fortune. Come on, lift your hand for a minute. Now, Father, I thank you today that you certainly helped us last night. And we want to get in a position that the Holy Spirit can help us right now. And we can see, understand, act upon, receive, and release. We thank you for every person that is here and the sound of my voice. We are careful to give you all the glory and all the honor. Thank you for helping us. Speak through us. Speak through my lips. Think through my mind. Operate in my heart. And the hearts of the individual that I'm ministering to. In Jesus' name. Everybody say it, amen.
Amen.
Shake hands with somebody before you sit down. You may be seated. Write this down in your note. I didn't tell you to marry them. Write this down in your note. write this down in your notes. Money cometh. Assignment, we'll be going down the same line last night, is to produce financial dominators. I want you to write that down. It's a $5 check right there. Money cometh assignment. The money cometh anointing. The money cometh impartation. If grasped right, it'll make you a financial dominator. And I'm getting to the point where I want to make sure that people understand what I'm saying, so I do definition. When you talk about dominator, to rule over, govern, or control. to rule over, and we're talking about finances now, to rule over, govern, or control. Secondly, to tower, T-O-W-R, above, overlook, overshadow. That's where you should be in your finances. Not as towering over you with lack and building. And I like this last definition. Make sure you get this one. To occupy a commanding or elevated position in your finances. We can go home right now. Oh my goodness. To occupy a commanding or elevated position in your finances. Now we began last night, we left off, we were dealing with something, and I want to pick up there because there's so much information. I wanted to go to song, and I had another outline I was going to use, but it was so powerful, we've got to keep going. We stopped off last night explaining the fact that living in financial dominion is our birthright in Christ. You remember that?
Yes, sir.
All right, I want to go to another one now. Living in financial dominion is our heritage because of the Abrahamic covenant.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Absolutely. Yes.
You remember in Genesis 12?
Yes, sir.
Turn now. Remember in Genesis 12? There was a statement made there. He said that all the family of the earth be blessed.
Yes. Yes.
There were some guidelines along the way, though.
Yes.
There are some guidelines in there also. You follow me?
Yes, sir.
We want to make sure we're not violating the guidelines. See that you have to have some type of, let the Holy Spirit give you some type of, watch the next word now, some type of accuracy.
Yes, sir. Yes,
you can't be fumbling the ball.
Come on, yes, sir.
And guessing.
Yes, sir.
That's why you need light. You need to understand.
Right.
There's some reason, just like I'm talking about health. I got something in my mind about health for you. But just like I talk about health, well, it's the same way. You can't let the enemy trick you doing something else and expecting results just because you pray. More than praying. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
And so just like he has tricked us in our wealth, he has tricked us in our health.
Yes, sir.
I'll tell you, I got a big business transaction going on Saturday morning, and I thought I was going to fly out of here Friday night, tonight. But I'm praying about it now. I might do a health session here Saturday morning. Well, what about you, Terry? When you're helping, I got y'all covered. Y'all just bring y'all leverage to Richard Saturday morning.
Yes.
And the twins.
Yeah.
Just bring your leverage with you Saturday morning. I'll be my plan big enough to take all those back. With. if I decide to do that, I haven't decided yet. I can teach you how not to die ahead of time. And I can teach you how not to suffer on up in the year. Still be strong. Never be bedridden. I got to get out of here, man. Never be sick again. Look at your appetite. You got 10 trillion employees on the inside of you. 10 trillion cells on the inside of you. They're your employees.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Genesis 12. Now the Lord said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house. Now this is a very important statement at the end of this verse. This land of domination of financially in a messed up economy system is by the Spirit of God. And say, unto a land I will show thee. See, domination is a land.
Right.
It's a land that many say you can't go there, but the Holy Spirit take you there. But you got to let him show you. See, a lot of time we take worldly ideas and worldly strategies and try to pray about them, but that's not God's route.
Yeah.
God wants you to take a route of weakness.
All right. Wow. Wow.
Yes, sir.
Huh.
Yes.
So you will not take credit for it. Your financial weakness is God's financial strength. What I said? Yeah, just give God another chance to show himself strong.
Yes, sir.
Say, how she got there. I know her parent. I know where she used to live. How she got in that house. And see God get the glory.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen.
So the broker you are. The more of a candidate for you to be a dominator. Do not be discouraged this morning. Just like being filled with the Holy Ghost, God will fill your pocket. So it doesn't matter how much you have this morning. You must listen intentionally. Because when we say it, money cometh, assignment is to produce financial dominators. You're talking to one.
Yes,
you got one talking to you.
Yes,
have no explanation, but God did it.
Yes,
then the Bible said God had no respect of persons, so he had done it for Leroy.
Yes.
What's your name? What's your name? But you have to be shown. You see, he told Abraham, unto a land that I will show thee. You see that?
Yes.
And I will make of thee. See, I'll show you. I'll make of thee a great nation. And I will bless thee. Look at the motive. I'll show you. I'll make you. I'll bless you. Underline that. I'll show you. Oh, glory to God. I'm going to have it right now. I'll show you. You see it?
Yes.
Say it. I'll show you.
I'll show you.
I'll make you.
I'll make you.
I'll bless you.
I'll bless you.
And thy name shall be great. And thou shalt be a blessing. Now notice this. And I will bless them that bless me.
Wow. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, sir.
Cause him that curses, and curse him that curses thee. And in thee shall all the family of the earth be blessed.
Yes.
Go back to Deuteronomy 8. One of my sons told my other son to look at this in the Message of Bible. I didn't want to lose you at the beginning, but I tell you, I almost lost it when I read this. In Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 12. I'll be reading it out of the Messenger Bible. Then I'm going to take you to some more pinpoints here. Make sure that when you eat and are satisfied, build pleasant houses and sell and eat. See your herds and flock flourish and more. And more money come in. I'm stuck. And more. And more.
Money come in.
I am stuck.
On this.
More and more.
Money come in.
Watch your standard of living going up and up. Watch your standard of living going up and up. Watch what I say. I saw that. I saw that, and I'm still shocked sometimes. I get up, walk from my house, and what? How I got here? And it took a long time to walk from one side of my house to the other. You got to go down all kind of halls and stuff to get.
Yes, sir.
Come on,
folks.
Because you're at this meeting, you shall not stay at the same standard of living. The stamping and the improvement of the Holy Ghost in this house right now, there's an atmosphere and a climate to rise your standard of living. You are destined to be a dominator. And it's not by might, nor by power, but it's by His Spirit. I see you as a financial dominator. I see you out of debt. I see your dream being fulfilled. Y'all ain't making enough noise. Never waste anointing. That's a $500 check. Never waste anointing. When you detect that's a genuine anointing speaking to you, cut up.
Yes, sir.
This morning, there's a promotion anointing on me. A financial promotion anointing within this house now. The $500, $250 check. Are you listening to me? You don't feel it? Shh. See, the anointing is tangible. I know when it hit. I haven't talked to him in a few minutes. It hit already. It's a financial promotion anointing. When you receive it, you are anointed for financial promotion the rest of your life. There's no level. You never stop at no level. You're going to go level after level after level. Blessing after blessing.
Yes, sir.
For $500. I receive, sir. Another $500 check. That's $3,500 check. Bam, bam, bam. All right. Genesis chapter 22. Living in financial dominion is our heritage. So I'm writing now because of the Abrahamic covenant. In Genesis chapter 22, verse 17, it says that in blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply thy seed as the stars of the heaven, as the sand. You know, that's powerful, man. Which is upon the seashore. And thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemy. And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice. See, just the commission in chapter 12, the commission is one thing, but obeying it, no matter how things look, is another thing. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. Acknowledge him in all your ways. Watch him. Direct your financial path.
Yes, sir.
Delight yourself in the Lord, and he'll give you the desires of your heart. You can trust him. In thy seed shall the family of the earth be blessed. It's a $100 check. I'm looking at you. Every child of God is the seed of Abraham. Can I get a room in that? Now watch the next part. And ordained, and is ordained to be a blessing according to the word. So you are ordained to be rich. You are ordained to be wealthy. You are ordained to live in abundance. You are ordained to have an increased life. Do you know if you go over that, just that part, the whole meeting over?
Yeah.
You are that because you're Abraham's seed. You're supposed to be like Abraham. Abraham, look what it said about Abraham in Genesis 13:2. Abraham was very rich with silver, cattle, and gold. I'm ordained to be very rich with silver, cattle, and gold. It's true, that's so. Yeah, I mean, see, you got to know that it's ordination.
Yeah. All right.
It's your divine right.
Yes, sir.
You can't let religion,
Jesus,
and denomination talk you out of this.
Yes, sir.
You can't permit that to happen.
That's
$1,000 check all the time now. Even when she stopped walking, you know that's $1,000. She stopped walking. I'm ordained to be rich.
I'm ordained to be rich.
My God.
My God.
Can he make it happen?
Yes.
I said, can he make it happen?
Yes.
So what you worried about? Have no doubt. Your domination time has come. See, revelation and anointing make you a dominator. See. All your moments of financial malnutrition is over. You are about to become healthily wealthy. A $500 check. And what I'm glad about it, this is not a group thing. It's individual. Shout because you believe you're coming. Right? You're dealing with a financial dominator here. And listen, nobody in here could be in no better shape financially than I was. So that means your God can do it for you.
Yes.
But you got to do what I did.
Yes.
Obey his voice.
Yes. Come on, Apostle.
Yes, sir.
Become an addicted soul. I just got to sow something. Activate the harvest at all times. Make the harvest know you personally. Make the harvest want to come to you. I see seed victory. I'm trying to tell you one of my secrets. See? My domination comes from seed victory. The seed overcome the harvest. The harvest has to obey the seed. Galatians chapter 3. Hallelujah. Yes, I'm going to look at a Maserati when I leave here. I ain't got out of my mind. I ain't got out of my system yet. Then he didn't mess around and rode in one, told me how to ride. You told me how to ride. I just want to drive one. I just, you know, it's just fun. I got to find out where I can put it, but I just, you know, if I do it, you know. And I always tell the body of Christ what I'm doing. Please don't y'all hide. Don't y'all hide your blessing from your people. Yeah. Tell them. Tell them what you're doing.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But don't let them all be in your house.
Yeah.
Because some of them can't handle it.
Yeah. Right.
They'll fall out.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. I told the prophet, I'm going to take them to my house. Boy, I don't take all the people to your house.
That's right. Yes, sir.
You got to pick and choose.
Yeah. That's true.
He took them. He got in trouble.
Yes, sir.
Called him and said, what you calling me for now? I told you what to do. What not to do.
Yeah. Man, God.
Everybody who said it for you, not for you, man. Every child of God is a seed of Abraham. You got that? And is ordained to be a blessing according to the word. You can't be a blessing broke. You can't be a blessing full of bills.
Come on, Apostle.
You know something will hit you today, right?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Boy, I see this thing digging deeper and deeper. Yeah, we're drilling.
Yes, sir.
You know what happens when you drill long enough?
Yeah.
No, I ain't talking about no water. I ain't drilling for no water.
Yeah.
Oh!
Yes,
in Galatians 3:29. And if you be Christ, then are you Abraham's seed? And heir according to the promise. So whatever Abraham had, I'm doing. Because I'm connected in the same family that Abraham is. Oh, y'all not hearing me. Y'all not understand what the Lord's saying to you now. The Lord is having to make you a financial dominator, but you got to recognize what God is saying to you.
Yeah.
He's showing you your dominion is in connection.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Lord, why you bless Abraham so much?
Yeah.
I don't suppose to be going through this.
Right.
Wow.
Right.
Wow.
Right.
Wow.
Amen.
Wow.
That's good, sir.
You're not an unjust God.
Right.
You don't just love Abraham.
Right.
I'm your child too.
Yes.
And I'm living under a better covenant.
Yes.
I'm not only connected to Abraham.
My God.
I'm connected to your son.
Yes.
Who became poor.
Yes.
Look at Galatians 3:13. Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law. Being broke is a curse. Having lack is a curse. Limitation is a curse. Not having enough is a curse. I'm redeemed from that curse. I tell you right now. Tell somebody. I tell you right now. I'm redeemed from that curse. I'm telling you right now.
Wow. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
If I'm not under the curse, what? Where am I? I'm in covenant, child.
Yes.
I'm a covenant woman. I'm a covenant man.
Yes.
But you know what covenant mean? Two parties.
Yes, sir.
Has a part to play.
Yes.
I think we better praise him right now. I think we better pray this right now. Why we need to praise him? He already has fulfilled his part of the covenant. I know that's right, right? Now I praise him. I surrender to him. Dominators produce haters. No, I'm not through. Dominators produce haters who are fresh cousins. Brothers and sisters and sometimes parents. They can't handle it. Can you handle it? Can you handle being, can you stand? Maserati seat. Boy, you pushing me. It's $1,000. He pushing me, boy. By riding there, I like it. The seat gone, boy. But you're going to have to be ready. Something come along with being a dominator.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
This is 2,000. Man, y'all pushing me, man.
Wow.
Family members.
Maserati
seat. Another 1,000.
Come on.
Families that gonna cut you loose for going to Columbus Christian Center, where this boy got a daddy who was rich and preached prosperity all the time. I don't want to hear God's will. I want my Sam Tex. I don't want change. I love being broke. Get your ignorant self from around me. That's not God. Gideon's army was cut down from 32,000 to 300. I started preaching on health, and I was preaching on wealth. I started preaching on health. My ministry grew.
Come on.
The other way. Some left. Some left. But I have to give a goodbye. Yeah. I'm going to preach this gospel. I don't need no more than a few people listening. I'd get them so rich that it'd be like a mass. The 12 who follow me, you looking at millionaire. They follow me all over the world. All time. It only matter time. You can't stay connected to this engine and stay in the same place. Wherever the engine go, that's where you going. You ever saw a train? Wherever the engine go, all the cars going the same place. The train pulling them. Oh my goodness, that's a $500 check. He said, count me. listen now, just take notes. Hallelujah. Boy, I feel like running. Don't you mess with me up in here. You, since we've been here, you've been ordained to be a financial dominator. The Holy Ghost have ordained you and give you instruction why.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Listen, living in financial dominion is our heritage because it is the core, C-O-R-E, blessing of the law. Go to Deuteronomy 28. It's the core blessing of the law. That's why. See, when God started naming things, he named blessings so strongly in Deuteronomy 28. You read it before, but look how we're looking at it now. We're ordained, I receive so. We're ordained, that's $1,000 all day long right there. Now this chapter here make me happy. Now let me tell you why now. Let me tell you what I'm trying to produce here. Let me tell you why this chapter makes me happy. I'm living it. No, I'm not stating it. I'm not believing for it. I'm in this chapter. I see you in this chapter. Not just reading it. Walking it. Living it. Step a little bit. Walk in Deuteronomy 28. I'm walking in Deuteronomy 28. See, you walk by faith, not by sight. He said, I don't have enough money to be. No, walk it anyway. I'm walking in Deuteronomy 28. I'm walking by faith. Everything the law said is mine. Look at some of this stuff. Look at this thing. Look at verse 8. The Lord shall command the blessings upon thee in thy storehouses and in all that thou settest thy hand unto. And the Lord shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. My goodness. Man, my goodness. Look at verse 12. Jesus. The Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure. I'm gone right there. I'm gone. See, because I got an insight of a revelation since I've been reading the scripture. That God's treasure are out of sight. The heaven to give the rain into thy land in its season, and to bless all the, good God Almighty, bless all the work of thy hand, and thou shalt, verse 12. Make up your mind who you're going to be. The lender or the borrower. As soon as you make your mind up, God will see to it. See, I'm talking about Maserati. I ain't going in no little boots. Right. Sit down and tell them my name and all that.
Right.
I tell my son, tell him my name, write him a check. I'm gone. You don't have to talk to me.
Come on.
I don't need nothing from you. I don't need nothing from you. If I want the car, just drive it out. I remember when I bought my Porsche. That Panamera didn't come out. My wife and I left to just go take a little ride. I said, let me stop me and look at this car. So we went in the showcase. Had a black one in the showcase. Yeah. I look at it. I sit down in it. I look at the guy. I said, go get your boss. You can't make the right price. Yeah. Go get the manager. The manager come in. I said, drive it out. Open the door. He said, Mr. Thomas got a service. No, you're a service next week. I'm going to drive today. Open the door. I told my wife, write him a check. You know, it's two things God showed me this morning. I'm going to show you. I think it's the illustration. I've been watching what God was showing me. I went down to do exercise this morning. And when I was going back, now I've been to the hotel. I'm in the presidential suite. I've been to the hotel, and I know you got to use the key sometimes to make the elevator. I got in the elevator and pushed the floor on and the top floor, and it wouldn't go.
Yes, sir.
The lady got on there and pushed floor 3. The thing took off.
Yeah.
She got out, so I said, maybe let me push it again. So I go to the woman, the front desk. I say, something wrong with y'all elevator. So the man come with me. The man said, you got your key? I said, then it dawned on me.
Yeah.
He said, to go to the floor you on, you need a key. I'm trying to give y'all the key. That's what I say. God has an elevator waiting on you. He'll take you there. My yoke is easy. My burden is light. But you got to use the key. I'm almost ashamed to tell the next illustration, but it's so clear that you got to stop getting off on the third floor. Now the key that take you on the top floor and put you in the presidential suite of life. I took my shower this morning. So I went on, took my shower, and you know, I pulled a little curtain back and took my shower and then got out and dressing myself. And I look over there. There's a big magnificent shower with silver and glass all around it. I have showered in the bathtub. But it was an illustration that too many God's people are showering in the bathtub, and a big shower with glass and all kinds of stuff right over there running on you. I laugh, but I know what it's for, because I'm in the suite. That's all I live in, the suite. God wanted to show me this morning to be able to tell you, get out the bathtub. There's another shower on the other side where you can walk around without slipping. Yeah, little plastic curtain. You know, I mean that. You know, then I'd have been all over the world. I mean, they showered, just had to be. I got out, drying myself off, putting my clothes. I said, oh, man. I done showered in this bathtub, this big old shower.
Yeah.
I mean, it's covered the whole floor just about, big shower.
Yeah.
of the $1,000. Get out the bathtub. There's a shower in the other corner for you. How many see the illustration? Both of you. See, to go to the top floor, you got to have a key. I mean, even to go exercise, you got to have a key.
Yes, sir. That's right.
To exercise your right, you got to have a key. I'm about to do something here now. Get ready. I point the scepter of financial domination towards you, and from this day forward, with the scepter of finances pointed towards you, you're going to operate in wisdom and authority in money the rest of your life. Moses used a rod. There's a rod, there's a staff, and there's a scepter. The scepter is the highest point. It's the scepter of righteousness. It's the scepter of revelation. It's the scepter of reigning in life. Verse 13. Verse 13. Yes, ma'am, that's a $100 check. Verse 13. And the Lord shall make thee the head. I'm some glad I'm not the tail no more. No, you not. You can't be at my meeting talking about you the tail. No, you set your tail on. You can't be the tail. You the head in my meeting. There's a head anointed in here. I don't have to sit in the back no more. My life, you get so much money in your life, not black, white, your life turned green. Everybody respect you. How you doing, Dr. Thompson? You know, I might buy something any minute. Money is the cure for racism.
Yes, sir.
Martin can't cure racism. Yes. Money cure it.
Yes, sir.
And the Lord shall make thee the head, not the tail, and thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath. Thou hearken to the commandments of the Lord thy God, which I command thee today, to observe and to do them. See, that's the covenant, you see.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So all of these blessings shall, Deuteronomy 28, 1 through 13, you know it, shall come to you and overtake you.
Yes, sir.
Now, we're not going through no ritual here.
Yes, sir.
You must realize the reality of what I'm saying.
Yes, sir.
I'm saying there's an anointing, there's an impartation for you to live Deuteronomy 28, 1 through 13 in this house right now. And I'm talking from that platform. I'm standing on a platform of Deuteronomy 28, 1, 13 in my life, not by faith, but functioning right now. And I said, if you could take a little country boy in a little small city full of prejudice and rise him up to stay in a mansion and to live on top, and to put him in Deuteronomy 28:1-13, and nobody can take him out. Wherever you from, God can do the same thing. I wish somebody say glory to God. Hallelujah. Whether you know it or not, your status is changing right now. Bible says we call things that be not as though they were, because they are. I call myself rich. I call myself completely out of debt.
I call myself
call myself the head, not the tail. That's a $2,000 check. You must know who you're dealing with here.
Yes, sir.
I pastor a wealthy church.
Yes,
it's $500 right there.
Yes, sir.
I pastor a debt-free church.
Yes, sir.
I fly in a $12 to $15 million jet.
Yes, sir.
Paid for.
Yes, sir.
Anything paid for. So I'm not preaching secondhand information.
Come on.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
You got somebody preaching to you that have been through the transaction.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
That's why I'm so adamant about it.
Yes.
That's why I'm not intimidated by nobody in the meeting, because I know what I'm preaching because I'm living it.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
I'm a living Bible walking when it comes to finances. I don't need no feel sorry for me seed.
Yes, sir.
The fuel already paid for. I don't have no budget. I'm going to try to hurt you here now. Brothers live by budget. Waiting on somebody else to die. I don't need nobody to leave me nothing. My parents didn't leave me nothing. They ain't had enough to leave me. But I wish mama was here now. I'd deck her outfit up, boy. I wish she could drive. Mama, that's me.
Yeah.
Just some changes been made since you left.
Yeah.
I made it. Glory to God. Turn to Joel. Hey, my goodness. I done preached myself happy up in this house. Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Listening, I want you to write this, because this was taught to me. And lastly, living in financial dominion is our heritage, because it is God's agenda for the end time.
Yes, sir.
He's coming for a church without spot and without rancor. We got to get this spot and this rancor up out of here. We have to dominate. Columbus Christian Center have to dominate. You cannot dominate unless you have finances. Joel chapter 2. Verse 21. Fear not, O land, be glad and rejoice.
Hallelujah.
How y'all read stuff like that and stay calm? It means you don't have the revelation. It said, for the Lord will do great things. Man, you know, do you know who you're talking about? Do you know how much God's finger, just his finger, not his hand, not his thumb, just a finger. And this scripture said, and the Lord will do great things. dare you to rise up the next 21 days and the first thing you say out of your mouth, and the Lord will do great things. I dare you do that. I dare you do that 21 days. Every time you, first thing you, and the Lord today will do great things. 21 days, do that. Then write the minister, call, or do something. Let me know what happened. I got that by the Holy Ghost yet now. And the Lord will do great things in my life today. And the Lord will do great financial things. And here, God said, what you said? You put my name on the line, what you said? You believe what I said? And the Lord will do great things in my finances today. May the Lord give you some kind of hope. I'm apostolically speaking to you on God's behalf. You just heard God say it. I'll do great things in your life. You're not just listening to me, I hope. I represent somebody. He just told you, say it. Don't go by your feeling. Function by faith. Function by faith. Function by faith. Function by faith. In your finances.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Function by faith.
And the Lord will do great things in Columbus Christian Center. Financially. The finances is coming off the hook in this ministry. Verse 21. Look at the first two words. Look at the first two words. Verse 21. Look at the first two words.
Fear not.
The most fearful thing Christians have to deal with. Yes, sir. Or one of the most fearful things. Sickness is the other one. Finances. Yes, how am I going to come out? Right. You don't ask how you're going to come out. You say how you're going to come out. Yes. You get the scripture and repeat after God.
Right.
I don't care if you're trembling in your body. Just keep saying what God said.
Right.
I can't stay there all day.
Right.
Fear not, O land. Be glad. Be, be glad. You got to be glad for it. So you got to get rid of fear. And you got to be glad. Now, I remember the days back, I don't do it now, not because I'm too much to do it, but I'd be going along in the car and I'll stop and get out.
Yes, sir.
And dance all around the car. People stop and say, can I help? I said, no, I'm already helped.
Yes, sir. Wow. Yes, sir. Yes,
sir. And I didn't have nothing.
Yes, sir.
Car was paying for, trying to pay for. But I knew something.
Yes,
something was up.
Yes.
Something is up in your life today. Y'all look so calm and cool, but God is trying to show you something. God is up to something. Won't you let him do it? God is looking at the eyes of the Lord go to and fro, up and down the earth, trying to find somebody who can show himself strong on their behalf. God about to show himself strong and somebody finance up in here. He's been looking for somebody. Will you accept what I want you to have? Don't accept the status quo. Don't be just like the regular preacher. Don't just go to convention. And hear sermonettes. And point. And hoop it. Don't follow nobody who ain't got nothing. Don't want nothing. Never gonna have nothing. Always looking for your money.
Wow. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
No man made me rich. Abraham said in Genesis 14, no man made me rich. God made me rich.
Yes, sir.
He may have used men, But they didn't make me rich. God made me rich. Be not afraid, next verse. You beasts of the field, for the pastures of the wilderness do spring. For the tree bear her fruit, the fig tree and the vine do yield their strength. Yeah. Look at verse 23. He's trying to tell us something. Be glad. Yeah. But notice here, if you want to rightly divide the word, he says, be glad then. You didn't see that? No, he's talking about what he says. Fear not, O land, be glad, rejoice, for the Lord will do great things. Be not afraid, ye beasts of the field, for the pastures of the wilderness do spring. For the pastures of the wilderness do spring, for the trees bear her fruit. See, talking things are happening. The fig tree and the vine do yield their strength. He said, be glad then. What is saying? Be glad then, you children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God. Why? For he has given you the former rain moderately. And he will cause to come down for you the rain, the former rain, and the latter rain in the first month. Oh, look at verse 24. Verse 24, oh Lord. And lastly, living in financial dominion is our heritage because it's God's agenda. God's agenda. God's, oh my goodness. Oh, God's agenda. God's agenda. The church have told us so long this wasn't God's agenda. They preached us to be paupers and to be poor, to be close to God. They didn't rightly divide the word of God. This is God's agenda. Your wealth, your prosperity, your increase, your overflow. You living on top. You being the head, not the tail. The lender and the bar, not the borrower. Being blessed in the city and blessed in the field is God's agenda. God wants you to testify what good thing the Lord has done for you. Say this, I will not be robbed another day.
I will not be robbed another day.
By revelation,
impartation,
anointing, it is so in my life. My wealth is God's agenda.
My wealth is God's agenda.
You never said that before.
No.
You never said that before.
My wealth.
My prosperity.
My increase.
My abundance.
My abundance.
Is God's agenda.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Watch what I'm saying now. And today. I come in a full agreement with God's agenda for me. You see that? You see that? Just God's agenda. Now notice what he said. Notice, I got a clothes, man. Notice what he said. Notice what he said here. 24th verse. Didn't say in the flow. Shall be full of wheat, and the vats shall overflow with wine and oil. You know what he's talking about? Who in y'all know what he's talking about? Money!
Come on, pass up.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. He's talking about money.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And I was, oh my, look at verse 25. Oh, somebody run. Somebody run. Somebody got to run now. I said somebody run up in here. And I will restore to you the year that the local and even the kangaroo and the caterpillar. in the palm of one. This is the body of Christ, day of restoration to that right plan, that heritage. Restoration has come. He don't only restore your soul, he restore your finances. What the devil has stolen, he got to give you sevenfold. It's your day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Today is the day of the body of Christ. Restoration in plenty, in abundance, in prosperity, in increase, in overflow. This is our day. I know now. That's about 46 or 47 minutes of praying in the Holy Ghost. As I was walking this morning, he told me, I know what it was. Now I know what he meant. I want you to get there. He told me, he says, another door just came open. Now I know what he's talking about. He's talking about this morning. Another door just came open in your life. He told me, he said, now step in it.
Yeah.
Man, this is powerful, isn't it? See, you got to understand my ministry. My ministry is not a prosperity teaching. My ministry is a prosperity reaching. You can go where I say. I went to check it out.
Yeah.
I'm one of the spies.
Yes, sir.
I come back to tell you. It's just like he said it is.
Yes, you are.
Don't worry about the giants. They're already taken care of. Don't worry about your house bill. Don't worry about that. All the giants are falling this morning. Every giant against your finances is falling right now. God for it. Don't worry about how much you all shout. Don't worry about how far you behind shout. The giants are falling right now. Every financial giant is falling right now. Let's close with verse 26. Let's close with verse 26. Pass your body, there's anointing in here. You see, he said, and you shall eat in plenty. And be satisfied. And the name of the Lord your God. That have dealt wondrously with you and my people shall never be ashamed. You will never put in another credit application and they come and shake their head or do this. That won't happen to you anymore. Because you're not going to need no credit. Because you're loaded with God's blessing. How does that scripture go? He loaded you daily. Daily loads you with his benefit. How would you shout if you believe that was true? Have a good time. Shout a while. We need to shout a while. We need to shout a while. We need to shout a while. I'm loaded with his benefit. Say it. I'm loaded with his benefit. I'm loaded. Say it. I'm loaded. I'm loaded. I'm loaded. I'm loaded with his benefit. Shout. Get a mic and receive the offer. Get a mic. Get your mic. Get him a mic. Have a mic. Look right there. Go ahead and receive the offer.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah! Hallelujah. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead.